Hey guys, today I decided that I wanted to play a game, like an actual video game. I love this game. I have played it before, but it's been about 2 years since I played it. It's called Life is Strange, which you probably already know because I probably titled it that way, but anyway, if you haven't played this game, I highly recommend it. It is amazing, but it gets quite rough sometimes. But anyway, I thought I'd just play and then commentate as I'm playing, cause so you guys can hear my annoying voice a little more. I feel like it does sound a bit more annoying than usual right now because I am a bit ill. Well, I'm not really ill, it's allergies because season's changing and spring and summer's not a good time for me. Also, just a little warning, there might be sounds like from the TV and stuff. My brother's home, he was feeling a bit ill, so I went and picked him up. So yeah, he's there doing his thing, so you might hear some random noises, and I hope that's okay. So I should have launched this game before, but I'm gonna just launch it, and if you like this game, I think the, or if you, even if you just want to try it, I believe the first episode is free on Steam, so yeah, I guess that's a good way to try it. But it really is, oh my gosh, I love this game so much, and it messed me up at the same time. And then a prequel came out this year, and that's really exciting too, but I haven't played that yet. Kind of waiting for the entire game to be released, because it's got like different episodes, and so each episode is released like months apart, so actually I don't know if the last episode's been released, but well, honestly, I don't have the time right now to focus on a new game, so let's start a new save game. And let's see, when was the, I think I started playing it before. Oh yeah, it's been a year since I launched this game, since I played even a little bit of it, but new game. Okay, I'll just read the commentary. Life is Strange is a story-based game that features player choice, and consequences of your game actions and decisions will impact the past, present, and future. Choose wisely. Oh gosh, I have such a crush on Max. I love her.
Where am I? What's happening? I'm trapped in a storm? How did I get here? And where is here? Wait, there's the lighthouse. I'll be safe if I can make it there. I hope. Please let me make it there.
Okay, I forgot how to, what the controls are of this game. Okay, use my keyboard. Yeah, so I'm just going up to the lighthouse. Trying to, oh my god, I'm so bad at games. I cannot control them to save my life. I don't play very often. This part is. They made it.
Holy shit.
A giant tornado. And lightning, because you could tell me here. Lightning and thunder. basically what happened, a boat just hit the lighthouse and it kind of collapsed.
We called film Little Pieces of Time. But he could be talking about photography, as he likely was.
Okay, I'm in class. Everything's cool. I'm okay.
From light to shadow. From color to chiaroscuro. Now, can you give me an example of a photographer?
Okay, got it. Just in case.
Who perfectly captured the human condition in black and white.
I didn't fall asleep, and that sure didn't feel like a dream.
Bueller?
Weird. Diane Arbus.
Yes, I'm just going to look around her desk.
Why Arbus?
Oh, shoot.
Because of her images of hopeless faces. You feel like totally haunted. Look at this crap. How can I show this to Mr. Jefferson? I can hear the class laughing at me now.
So basically, Max is a photographer. She's in a photography class, which you could probably tell. But, yeah, I just looked at one of her pictures and I don't know why she hates it so much, because I absolutely love it and I'm trying to recreate it in my room because, oh, it's bloody amazing. Anyway.
Yeah. By the eyes of those sad mothers and children.
She saw humanity as tortured, right?
And look at her pencil case.
And frankly, it's bullshit.
Oh.
Shh.
If I can. No, I can't.
Seriously, though.
Okay, I'm gonna look at a journal.
I haven't kept up with my journal as much as I should.
Desperation.
I can read
if
her journal.
If anybody else looked at this, what would they think?
I just realized I've actually never read the journal. Maybe I should. That's for another time. maybe I'll record it like separately to the actual gameplay. What am I trying to do? Back. Exit.
Any one of you could do that to me.
Not back. There's a book
is
bag.
Too easy?
My little camera bag is battered, but still kicking.
What if Arbus chose to capture people with the
height? If I can give you, if you do decide, if you haven't played the game and you do decide to play it, the best advice I can give you is look at everything.
I have to admit,
it may not seem important, but it might end up being important.
I prefer. Robert, I should take plus it's perfect for my portfolio. And I have to get my daily selfie quota.
That was her camera. So I'm gonna now take a selfie.
But a beauty in the struggle. You don't have beauty without a beat. Which explains why Frank was I believe Max has taken what you kids call a selfie. A dumb word for a wonderful photographic tradition. And Max has a gift. Of course, as you all know, the photo portrait has been popular since the early 1800s. Your generation was not the first to use images for the selfie expression. Sorry, I couldn't resist. The point remains that the portraiture has always been a vital aspect of art and photography for as long as it's been around. Now, Max, since you've captured our interest and clearly want to join the conversation, can you please tell us the name of the process that gave birth to the first self-portraits.
Okay, so there's two options. I'm just gonna pick one. It's you're asking me, and I did know it's basically the same thing again.
You're asking me? Let me think.
You either know this or not, Max. Is there anybody here who knows their stuff?
Louis Daguerre was a French painter who created daguerreotypes. A process that gave portraits a sharp reflective style like a mirror. Now you're totally stuck in the retro zone.
Sad face. I love that so much.
Very good, Victoria.
I fucking hate the character, but actually she's not that bad.
People's faces, but making them extremely popular from the 1800s onward. The first American daguerreotype self-portrait was done by Robert Cornelius. You can find out all about him in your textbook or even online. Hey guys, don't forget the deadline to submit a photo in the Everyday Heroes contest. I'll fly out with the winner to San Francisco, where you'll be feted by the art world. It's great exposure, and it can kickstart a career in photography. So Stella and Alyssa, get it together. Taylor, don't hide. I'm still waiting for your entry, too. And yes, Max, I see you pretending not to see me.
Okay. Gonna...
Victoria doesn't waste a second kiss. Even her school books are gift wrapped. I can't believe she made fun of me in class. What is she, 15 years old? And people laughed. I'm sure you know what it's like to be consumed by...
Of course. Victoria has to have the bestest, tablet. Newest, most expensive everything.
No, Max's, Victoria's.
I should have known. She'll have better equipment than Blackwell.
I don't know if this was mentioned, Victoria's the girl who, like, interrupted her, the sad face girl. Oh, I hate having to look through everything.
This is definitely where cameras go to heaven. Oh man, they have those sweet ultrasonic lenses. And look at that vintage rangefinder. What? So cool to see Mr. Jefferson's actual published pictures. Gives me hope.
Yeah. So, the professor is a famous photographer.
Damn, they have carbon fiber tripods here. The ball head even has a pan lock. God, I'm such a photo nerd.
You are a photo nerd, and I love it.
That was amazing when Mr. Jefferson took a class picture the first week. Even though I didn't want to be in the picture at all, it was fairly fucking cool to watch him at work framing us.
Oh, there is some coarse language in this game, so just a warning. I should have said that before the coarse language started, but whatever. I don't think you guys might.
I love seeing Mr. Jefferson's awesome photos on these magazine covers.
It's like a grunge. I think the magazine's called Pop Vine. And the, what's it called? The, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting what it's called. Basically it says, is grunge dead? And it features the work of Mark Jefferson. Here's a printer.
That printer is amazing. I'd love to see how it reproduces my pictures. I could pump out a whole gallery show with that thing. When I don't suck. Someday.
You don't suck, babe.
Obviously Blackwell spent bank on the computers here.
She can use the computer too.
It looks like somebody was already working on this. Cool.
That's pretty... It's a nice photo. Like, there we go. Here is Kate, one of, Max's friends. Okay, no. Someone threw a... While in class, someone threw a ball of paper at her.
Now I wish I wouldn't have read this. Purge.
Basically it says, Dear Kate, we love your porn video. XOXO Blackwell Academy. Ugh. I'm gonna go look at Kate.
Kate looks so sad and quiet today. Poor thing.
And talk to her now. Oh gosh, control. There we go.
Hi Kate. Oh. Hi Max.
Says, I hope I didn't embarrass you and you seem quiet today. Oh, which one to pick? These aren't that important decisions, but we'll go.
Kate, I hope I didn't embarrass you with my lame answer.
It sucks to be dragged into the spotlight.
Unless you're Victoria.
She's got nothing on you, Max. Well, I should get going.
Yeah, me too. Talk to you later.
Sure.
There's some etched marks on the table, which I'm gonna look at first.
Huh, this might make a cool shot.
And take a photo of it. There are a couple of, times where you can, like, if you go to the journal, that's not the journal. Oh, hold on. How do you get to the journal? It's been so long, I don't remember. Tab. Thank you. It's like it heard me. Basically, there are photos you can take from each episode. And yeah, I didn't get them all last time. I hope... I probably won't get them all this time either. Because I'm not good at this. But let's hope I can. So, let's go... Exit, not back. So there are more things to look at. Look at Victoria.
I Every time I look at Victoria, I feel like she's talking smack about me.
Oh, poor girl.
This is ridiculous. I always get so shy and nervous around Mr. Jefferson. Excuse me, Mr. Jefferson, can I talk to you for a moment?
Yes, excuse you.
No, Victoria, excuse us. I'd never let one of photography's future stars avoid handing in her picture.
Do I have to? I just don't think it's that big a deal.
Max, you're a better photographer than a lion. Now, I know it's a drag to hear some old dude lecture you, but life won't wait for you to play catch-up. You're young, the world is yours, blah, 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 right? But you do have a gift. You have the fever to take images, to frame the world only the way you envision it. Now, all you need is the courage to share your gift with others. That's what separates the artist from the amateur.
It's really weird playing it again, kind of.
You can never escape the lighthouse here.
I just looked at a photo of the same lighthouse that Max was in her dream. This is of the woods, I think.
Even in pictures, the forest around here always looks mysterious.
It looks kind of creepy. It looks very scary. I just walked into a wall.
Man, he even has the best plasma HDTV for a class monitor. I can't wait to watch some more documentaries on this bad boy.
Okay.
Here's the poster for the contest. Mr. Jefferson really expects me to enter. Why? I don't know if I'm ready for my 15 minutes of infamy.
Basically what it says is, are you an everyday hero? Find out. Enter to win, not enter town. Everyday Heroes Photo Contest. Submit an image that best represents yourself or others in heroic action. Deadline, October 9th, 2013. The winner will fly to San Francisco and represent their school in the National Everyday Heroes Competition in the De Young Museum of Art on October 11th, 2013. You may only submit one picture image on approved paper for consideration. For those under 18, a parent permission form must be included with the image. You guys probably didn't want to hear that, but whatever. I read it. And we're gonna go out.
You didn't tell me how cute I looked yet.
I was about to.
You always come to the real world.
Just cute.
Hot.
Then I might send you a special
gift.
Oh, one of my favorite songs from the game. It's a great song. Fucking love it. Can I go? Yep, I can go. Gonna look at all the people in the way.
To all of you, American girls.
Evan doesn't say much to me, but his photos are very cool. Alyssa is always texting, but she doesn't hang out with a lot of people.
Been part of the world around you. Driving a car by the seaside.
I hate having everybody see inside my locker.
Watching the world from the bright side.
I love that picture of Mom and Dad. Hello, Jack. Kiss, kiss. Andy, you look totally fabulous, as usual.
That was Andy Warhol.
That's Dana talking to, I think his name is Justin.
American.
Dana is on my floor, too. She's such an archetypal, gorgeous cheerleader.
She really is.
They must make them in a factory.
I love her.
Dana is nice to me.
Hey, let's make him in a factory.
I've seen Brooke hanging out with Warren. She seems like his type. I wish I had. Poor Daniel, he's so nice. I wish I could beat the shit out of Logan.
Or give you asshole.
I hate bully jockstraps like Logan. And he's a Vortex Club member. I wish October would last forever.
There's a missing persons poster. It's one of the mysteries.
It looks like she's been gone for months.
So, okay, it says, missing. Missing from Arcadia Bay. Date missing, Monday, April 22nd, 2013. At the age 19 years old. Height 5'5", weight 110 pounds, hair blonde, eyes hazel. Tattoo on calf of a dragon and a star on the inside of her left wrist. Rachel Amber. Yeah. This is one of the mysteries of the game, so we'll see how that ends out. And there's like posters literally everywhere.
That's so messed up. I should contact him to find out what I can do. As if I am.
It's a Save Arcadia Bay poster. That climate change and stuff, I can't be bothered reading it. just gonna look at the board.
Don't need a PC. Missed the poetry jam tryouts, and I did not steal that backpack.
So yeah. It's just a random stuff. Oh, there's decoration of a skeleton.
You can never have enough ghosts and skeletons in the hall.
I didn't notice that last time I played.
They should just call it a sugar machine. That would be awesome if you put money in there and a bag of sugar dropped out.
Okay, there's another post that's like gun free.
Good thing I left my AK at home.
Gun free zone.
Principal doesn't come out of his office much. Miss Grant is a great science teacher.
I'm really boring you guys at this point.
He's cute. I like skater boys. Too bad they don't like me.
Oh, my heart.
I think it was Juliet would be dating Zachary. Jocks sucked up in the Vortex Club. There's Juliet from my dorm. Yet another Vortex Club disciple.
Is it? See, at the beginning parts, these aren't that important. To like kind of look and talk to everybody.
Oh, I can hardly wait to never be too cool like Nathan and Victoria. Lame.
Oh gosh, I love her. Ah, I hate it. Wait, don't move. Stop. Jesus, there we go.
There's Hayden, another Vortex Club bro. But he's actually not an ass.
Where's the bathroom? I just saw the men. Ah, Samuel.
God, Samuel is such a weirdo. But I kinda like that about him.
Shit. Okay, I can't be bothered looking at everything right now. I've gotten most things. So. Actually, no, I have to. I have to.
Blackwell sure takes it swimming seriously. But otters are cute.
Otters.
Go otters.
This is the last thing, so we're good.
You can really learn a lot about a school by the weird shit posted on the board.
There's a sad, lonely, depressed sign. Best singer ever in Oregon looking for best guitarist ever to form kick-ass band to take over the world. Oh. Swim like an otter. Like a new tablet for sale, contains 5 gigabytes of cat pics, ha 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 ha. That's adorable. Where's the fucking bathroom? That's the men's. Okay, there it is. Jesus. Hold up. Oh my god. I shouldn't be doing this, I'm so bad at it. No, I missed one thing. Oh shoot, wrong one.
Missing persons posters are popping up everywhere.
They really are.
Nerd alert. This poster has Warren written all over it.
Enter. Max is so me at this point. Like, same.
Nobody can see my meltdown.
Same except someone repeat. Okay, so gonna use the faucets.
Just relax. Stop torturing yourself. You have a gift.
Sure, I forgot to do a couple of things.
Something like that. Okay, girl, you don't get a photo op like this every day.
Oh no, I can go back and do it, I think. Yep, I'm gonna look at the mirror.
I think you can take a photo there. I feel like the universe is taunting me everywhere I go today. It all started with that bizarro dream in class. Am I going crazy?
No, that's not a picture. Thought it was. This is a picture though. Look at it.
Whoa, where did that butterfly come from? It doesn't look like any kind I've ever seen before.
It's really a beautiful
butterfly.
The
blue wings are practically glowing. I can almost feel the air moving around me. The butterfly feels almost like a spirit.
It's cool, Nathan. Don't stress. You're okay, bro. Just count to three. Don't be scared. You own this school. If I want it, I could blow it up. You're the boss.
My laptop's, like, dying.
So what do you want?
I hope you check the perimeter, as my step-ass would say. Now, let's talk business.
I got nothing for you.
Wrong. You got hella cash.
That's my family, not
good
me.
Old Chloe.
Oh, boo-hoo, poor little rich kid. I know you've been pumping drugs and shit to kids around here. I bet your respectable family would help me out if I went to them. Man, I can see the headlines now.
Leave them out of this, bitch.
I can tell everybody Nathan Prescott is a punk ass who begs like a little girl and talks to himself.
You don't know who the fuck I am or who you're messing around with.
He's got a gun.
What are you doing? Come on, put that thing down.
Don't ever tell me what to do. I'm so sick of people trying to control me!
You are going to get in hella more trouble for this than drugs.
Nobody would ever even miss your punk ass, would they?
Get that gun away from me, psycho!
No!
Shut her. Max came out with her hand out.
Whoa. What the fuck? How can that be?
And she's back in the classroom.
He shot that poor girl. I held up my hand.
Actually, I'm gonna leave it there for now. Basically, she held up her hand and now she's back in the classroom. It just saved, auto-saved, so... Exit to main menu. Confirm. So... Yeah, that was the start of the game. I don't know if you guys want to see more of this, but I'm just gonna quit before my computer explodes. I'm sure it would have been fine, but yeah, let me know if you want to see more of this game, and I fucking love it, and yeah, I hope you enjoyed my rambles, and sorry about my voice again, and yeah. Anyway, I hope you have an awesome day or night or whatever, wherever you are, and see you next time. Bye-bye.